Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Podly-dum. What is that? That is Top Model Podcast, spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and he was German, by the way.
Damn it.
I'm JW Crumpin. Hey, may you please?
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and we're edgy. We're for cool people.
Back up.
What an unhinged trio of ideas.
Obsessed with that man. Obsessed with him. New breakout star of the cycle. We are here today to eventually discuss Cycle 21, Episode 12, The Guy Who Parties Too Hard.
Parties?
Yeah, it's the party that I take exception to. So I've retitled it The Guy Who Has a Silent Conversation with the Camera.
And if you want to be a silent partner of our podcast, you can be part of the Lead'em Pod.
Please
go to anchor.fm. No, not anymore. Spotify for podcasters.spotify.podcast.podify.podcast.com.
Spotify.
I love that Anchor is our Twitter versus X. It's Twitter forever.
Also, I want to give myself the tiniest pat on the back because the episode that released when I said, ooh, Spotify Wrapped should be releasing soon, it was the day that they released, even though it was still in November, earlier and earlier every year. So I just want to say, all those out there, all those 400 and something people who were their number one podcast and 1,000 people that were in your top 10 and everyone who shared, bless y'all's hearts in the good way, in this passive way.
And if you're feeling left out because you listen on Apple Podcasts, I think they have a weird thing for that too.
Yeah, mine didn't give me anything, but it maybe.
Maybe. So I had to watch a recap at episode 11 called
11.
What happens on America's Next Top Model stays on America's Next Top Model. So another Las Vegas reference.
No wonder we all thought Las Vegas. Also, no, it doesn't. You're showing it to us.
Yeah. Yes. This is also maybe the one of the most you need to watch this because we are revealing things on this recap. So we start off by Ben saying, I'm going to bring it to you every day, baby. That's how we do it in the Midwest. Tyra also said, it's been an exciting battle so far. And like X.
Oh, biff. No.
A double X exciting battle. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. And only one Boocher or one Toocher will win.
Thank absolute goodness we didn't get to a cycle 30 when she was like, triple X, baby. They're all nude shoots.
Also, production clearly hated Denzel because they show his audition video where he says, I'm here to win. And then they cut to him kissing on the floor with, really? On top of it.
Whoa. Someone had thoughts.
Editorializing.
Yeah. We got some lore from Ivy. LOL what? Because I'm a laugher, is what she said.
Not supported by the text.
Nope.
I'm sorry. That's my reason for everything now. Why did you do that?
I'm a laugher. I love to laugh. I love friends. I
love to laugh.
New t-shirt. Because I'm a laugher.
Frat star, because I frat the hardest, still the smartest. And he also said I've got a nice pheromone scent to me.
Oh.
Yeah. So Adam is stinky.
I believe that.
I mean, Tyra smelled him.
And then he said, beer and body odor, girls just love it.
Lies.
Huh.
Ducks are Adam's favorite animal. I just need to throw that in there. There was a complete erasure of Jamie Ray. And remember when they went on the subway? No, they did not. That did not happen. They said bird-like Ivy struggled on the runway. Then we do a sepia tone flashback to the kisses of cycle 20, including the runway and the challenge where they had to act chemistry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much face grabbing and I had to see so much Marvin.
Why did we need that?
Yeah. I have the note. and it's been a while since I watched it, but beginning of Mariana not liking Shy is due to Romeo's trifling ass. I think he said something like, oh, who do you think shouldn't be here? And she's like, Mariana, she's competition. And Romeo's like, Mariana, Shy said, you gotta get out.
Romeo was here to cause issues amongst people.
Yeah, he sure was.
He was also here to spread foot bacteria to the kitchen island because everyone was sitting on it with their feet firmly planted on it.
No. And Bear?
Yes.
No.
They did have a candy wall in the kitchen. Don't worry.
How many gumballs is all I ask?
Yeah, right. There's lots of Keith is doing great that we had never heard before in the show. Like, they're putting it here.
Sure. Mm.
And there is more focus on his dick, of course.
Sure.
Mariana said that she is going to break up with her boyfriend when she gets home. This is new lore.
Well, good question mark.
All day dancing is truth because we see so much of Shy giving lap dances because everyone likes a lap dance and I'm good at it.
That's a supply and demand economy.
We, of course, have our recap bit. This is brought to us by Adam. I'm not going to go through them, but he gets, because he's like the protagonist of the recap, he has from frat to fierce with his like advice to go from frat to model. None of it is useful.
I love that he supplied it, though. I love that Adam was like, I feel like we've learned Adam was here to survive the show by making bits happen.
Mm-hmm. Randomly, the sound effects and post told us that the van ran over a cat once. Like, at one point, the van is like moving and it just goes,
No!
Mm-hmm. Lots more of Shitty Romeo, where he yells at Shy and Adam, specifically.
Mm.
The Truth or Dare included Raylia daring Keith to kiss Denzel.
I love her so much.
Keith is immediately homophobic. Raylia immediately calls him out on the hypocrisy of it. Then Denzel takes a shot and is ready to, and then it just turns into gay chicken where they both lose.
I would argue everyone lost.
Except for Raylia.
Yeah, yes. Raylia won.
Could never lose.
There's an Adam talking head about wearing thongs involving advice about giving yourself a half chub and then something that the show fully bleeps out with a graphic.
Wait, bleeps out like full movie yes. style?
Do they? Oh, like, okay. Oh, my God. Sorry. My brain was like, wait, Adam made a graphic and then they blurred it out.
Yes.
He made a poster that was too hot for top model.
We get an ANTM relation report by Matthew, which includes Lennox and Bugs because she keeps making bug friends in the yard. Mm-hmm. Adam and Adam South, who is his beer pong partner. He just plays beer pong against himself and calls it Adam and Adam South.
Oh.
Adam.
And then Will and Raylia, and then we cut to a talking head of Will and Raylia twerking.
Sure, yeah. We're going to get that in a friendship montage mm-hmm. to pre-eulogize Raylia.
Even though Denzel keeps saying that Mariana is young and, you know, juvenile, he was the one that kept giving her hickeys.
I would be so angry.
At a modeling competition?
The makeup team must... No wonder the entire production staff hated Denzel.
How much... We don't never have to use this much neck Green. Foundation.
But also, like, we're trying to fuck with continuity for talking heads, and you're putting hickeys on someone constantly?
Oh my gosh. I hope there's a dating show somewhere where they film the talking heads and there's someone with a hickey that just changes sizes in between cuts, and that's how you know.
Shy and Will... superbly cosplayed as Adam, where they put on his clothes, came into the room. Will sits on the bed. He goes cross leg, crack beer, open beer, math, numbers, percentages. Matthew is a UFO conspiracy theorist, so you know we
well should have also been hints. We saw the inklings.
Uh-huh. Okay, remember the PJ party walk?
Yeah,
they all got taught. There was a full group teach.
Oh. And so they just got bonus more teach?
Yes.
Mm.
They then show Miss J the pentagram that Romeo drew that was still there. And then J pours holy water on it.
Love it.
And then you aren't going to fucking believe what happened next. At Style Fashion Week, Jordan was there. Looking rough. Her hair had not been brushed. I don't think she was working. I think she was just there. And then she weirdly talked to them, but Jordan only showed up in the recap episode.
How perfect for her time and the joke. Wow, that is a reveal of reveals. That might be the best recap reveal we've ever gotten. Mm-hmm.
Someone is there to barely fulfill a contractual obligation.
And Kiara is there to replace her in the edit.
Top guy, for some reason, became top boy. Don't know why. Yeah. While drunk in the talking head, Adam gave advice about getting girls at the bar, including the scorpion. Oh, no. So, hey, you get over here. Then Shy.
Mortal Kombat Scorpion.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Then Shy comes in and Adam attacks her face. She giggles and kisses back. So this is already happening before we get to the episode.
Oh, yeah. I know that eyebrow tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah. Who needs a hickey when you have an eyebrow that's always in various stages of blonde?
They also then say that like the Thai suite couples include Adam and Ben. And Denzel and Mariana, who were never in the Tyra suite. And then the only couple still together is Will and Raylia.
Of course.
Well,
and
sure.
We had a quote that I wish I could have used, but it was in the recap. So I thought that wasn't fair. But it was, I am Raylia. I am she is her.
Can't argue with it.
Seven beauties will make their way to electric, eclectic, trending Seoul, South Korea.
What a tongue twister to give yourself.
Anyways,
was Tyra saying that?
Yeah, but Jordan was in the fucking recap.
That's amazing.
Fantastic. Thank God you watched them, so we know that now.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jordan just truly didn't want to come back.
Yes.
Like, is this Jordan now? We've been supposing it's the show and the Corey of it all, and then being like, let's just bring back Corey instead. But maybe Jordan was just like, I don't want to.
I think that's correct. I think she had no interest in being there.
Mm-hmm. Why does Adam tell Winnie to bring him a beer?
Because he's just always is asking now.
I prefer alcohol when I'm packing because packing is stressful.
Sure.
So I have some sympathy for that. But yeah, don't ask people to go get it for you, especially a woman.
Whatever, Winnie aside, Winnie doesn't seem like the, oh, I'll definitely go get you a beer.
That was really funny when Winnie was packing that she yelled out, where's my pants? Because it made it seem like she only had one pair.
I like that after she said that, she had this dead stare. Like, you know when you're trying to remember something, so you just pause all bodily functions? Like, where are my pants? Vroom. Oh, got it.
She was trying to, like, recall it in her memory.
Yeah, exactly.
Winnie really brings out the worst in a lot of these contestants.
Yeah.
Especially Lennox.
I was about to say, especially ones named Lennox.
Yeah, and the thing is, to me, this is just ultimately a personality clash. These are two people who were never going to get along. Yeah. It really bothers me that Lennox is constantly seeking to make Winnie the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she exaggerates just enough where it's like, oh, it's not sweet Lennox's fault. And they're both young. And I understand that she's feeling a way, but it's really not a good look.
No.
I just think it's always funny when someone talks about other people being so mean and a bully and using language like that. I don't know if Lennox has said bully, but you know what I mean? And at some point you're like, but if you do it so much, at some point you become the mean girl.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and this is the other thing. Initially, all the other contestants kind of stick to the arrogant talking point. Winnie is so arrogant. She's so full of herself. So that seems to be a commonly held opinion. That's fine. She's clearly not getting along with the other people in the competition. Lennox is the only one saying mean for a long time until it starts feeling like other people pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask a question about, let's vibe check.
Okay.
Adam and Shy's flirting. Because there's something about their flirting that seems just a little performative, that seems just a little bit like, we're just having fun, but we also get what this show's looking for. So what if we did it in the confessional?
Where no one sees.
And then, like, we're going to kiss in a way that the camera absolutely doesn't catch. It's just the back of Adam.
We're bordering into, like, a beard situation for one of them.
Yeah, I mean, who knows which? It just, there's something about theirs that's like, wow, I really am enjoying this flirting. Me as well. Just like shimmying their bodies. Like, ooh, what if we kissed? We could turn away from camera.
It's extremely not sexual while still being super fun.
Yes. Yeah. So I weirdly think Shai has realized Adam is safe to do this with, mm-hmm. right? She would do it with Will, but Will already said he's gay. So, can't do that. But she's just like, well, it's not going to matter to Adam.
I love, we got the duo, finally, of opening credits right to bobbleheads. And these are bobbleheads to end all bobbleheads. Also, why is the plane midnight blue? Why is it a night plane?
I truly hope that Raylia is in the emergency seat and not Lennox.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lennox in her bobblehead looks drunk. She's woohooing for some reason.
She looks like she's yelling at someone on the ground. Like she's like, I see you.
They were all waving directly at the ground.
Were they all waving or was Keith learning to wave?
I also am going to suppose that Shai has never waved in her life. That look, floppy hair, she is not all day waving.
I was going to say, she's dancing all day. She doesn't have time to wave.
Will, though, was especially, because he was at the back, looking down on the peons. He's just like, you're all ants and I'll crush you.
I wish, because he's so much taller, they had made it so that his head was slightly out of the frame. Oh,
God. Or you just see his knees.
Yeah.
They're crunched up.
I do want to talk about Shai's eyebrow.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe it's back.
Why?
Because so in the packing montage, she has two black eyebrows. When she talks about going to Korea,
yep.
Both of her eyebrows are the same color. Then we get all this footage with Adam, which is clearly from a little while ago.
Yes.
Because the eyebrow is blonde. And then when they land in Seoul, the eyebrow is blonde again, which means that somebody, like in cycles past, got an airport bleach job.
Well, they had 13 and a half hours to do that. And then this is, okay, I'm going to plop it right here, my theory about what's happening with Adam. Seoul is 17 hours ahead of Los Angeles.
Yes.
And the flight was 14 hours. I think he normally drinks at night and hasn't adjusted his schedule, so he is all day drinking.
Mm, yeah. I think this is the gorgeous, deadly combo of drinks too much, mm-hmm. hasn't maybe ever flown that far, and if it has, there is jet lag no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And also just nervous about place within competition.
Yeah.
Because also, they find every clip now of his eyes a little red.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, all the confessionals are also more drunk, as if they're being like, now you can drink in the confessionals, bud.
There's a beer waiting for him when he walks in.
Yeah.
It's this strange combination. We're going to hear so much from Adam about how he needs to loosen up. And that's why he does this, because he is terminally unable to loosen up, which is an interesting lesson in how people see themselves versus how they come across.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be combined with also not wanting to draw attention to himself, especially when they first get to Korea. He's like, let me just stand here and maybe if I don't look anybody in the eye, I can pretend that nobody sees me.
I do think that we've all known people who start having a dependency on some level of tipsiness to quote unquote be themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Adam's been someone who in college, my headcanon is in college, he started drinking. Mm-hmm. He started being more social, started being less shy around people. And then he just kept it up because he was getting positive feedback.
He connected when he those was two drunk. Things.
Yeah.
I also do sort of wonder if this whole competition was sort of an excuse for him to extend that college life further. It's like, I'm not in my real job. I'm not in my real life. I get to kind of push this adolescence.
It's like basically in a fraternity house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Seoul is the fourth largest world economy, following Tokyo, New York, and Los Angeles.
It surprises me that this is Keith's first time out of the country. And we get a lot of contestants that say that, but Keith seemed like, I don't know why, he just seemed like someone maybe because of sports and stuff that would have been out of the country before this. So that's
But he wasn't on a real team. He was only on a practice team.
Oh my gosh. Lex.
Raylia looks amazing leaving the airport.
Yeah, I wish they had had that paparazzi photo shoot like they did in Cycles of Yore. Yeah.
But uh-oh, bye, Raylia.
I know, childhood photos and backstory. Woo!
The bus decor is fun, I thought.
Yeah.
And then when they get to this market, this food looks so fucking good.
I could smell this from my TV screen, and I was delighted.
I want to go to there. And it was so nice to hear a contestant say that. Also. Yeah.
Without it being like, it's so weird.
I was bracing myself for the like smash cut and sound effect to like the weird food.
Kwangjong Market has approximately 1,500 to 2,000 vendors. Woo-hoo-hoo. Selling fruit, vegetables, meat, fish, bread, clothing, textiles, handicrafts, kitchenware, souvenirs, and Korean traditional medicinal items.
Oh my gosh, I would love to spend time here.
I wish the show did.
It would be so sad to arrive and not be actually able to experience that.
Well, the show makes it seem like they just walked through the market to get where they're going.
Yeah, like they accidentally had to go through the market.
Then we're greeted by Yusai and a K-pop group that he doesn't know the name of.
Correct. Gets the acronym wrong. Very cool.
I'm glad they got to speak for themselves. At least the lead member did a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So B2B, which Yusai says is born to be, but it's born to beat.
Yeah.
And they're just casually performing their song, Beep Beep.
You know, this was the time we always rehearse.
I thought it was hilarious how little they were in this episode because they're obviously so busy and this is nothing to them.
Yeah.
This was an activation at best for them. A fan meet and greet.
The song's cool, but the song does take a dark turn at the very end of it in this translation.
Yeah. I also looked up the lyrics and I agree with your assessment. Please tell the listeners.
So it's about like a I'm getting broken up with, I'm having a hard time in my relationship. And then it starts ending with, should I put on a one-man show in the middle of the highway? I don't even know. Hit me if you want to hit me. I lost her. If I pretend to be crazy, will you come back? The case is serious. I'm looking for the Han River. I'll just end up yelling out loud anyway. Oh, God.
Oof.
Yeah, and some of that might be translation.
Sure.
But it still reads very walk into traffic no matter what.
Very, 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 very little I know about K-pop. I do think there's space for a lot of super emotional lyrics. Yes. I think that's a big part of it.
I love that Shy continues to impress with new ways to make her hair fun, because that little black bow on the blonde side was everything to me. What a cute, she has truly, and I know we've mentioned it before, but I am endlessly impressed by someone who took a weirdo makeover and really owned it.
Yeah. Not since Laura.
Maybe they gave her that little black bow because they were bleaching her eyebrow on the plane and they were like, it's like, here, we'll give you this fun treat for this horrible thing we're doing.
When they're told that they're going to have to dance, everyone's faces drop.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we're going to hear this whole non-subplot of Will being like, well, dancing's what I do. And that will amount to nothing because he's so average at this. Raylia seems happy, and I only say that because, of course, Lennox is like, can't do it instantly.
Raylia and Shy also seemed like actual K-pop fans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Winnie's idea of loosening up is a big fake smile. Just constantly.
This person grasping desperately for a way to change their entire personality in a way that everyone will find palatable. I'm just like... I'm so sorry. She's like, maybe if I speak very gently and higher, lower, no.
Just keep smiling. She's like putting Vaseline on her teeth so her lips don't close.
You're told that not only will they have to be dancing, they're still modeling and will be judged on how well they incorporate K-pop into the photo that's being taken while they're dancing, but not really dancing, modeling.
But also, Hey, incorporate K-pop. Have we really explained what that is or shown you? Yeah. No.
We've shown you this one dance.
For 10 seconds.
Yep.
That you're also just going to get to do your own solo. It reminded me so much of what they did in the Petite Cycle in Hawaii with like
Hula,
where they were like, you're going to generally know what this is in this one extremely specific context, but also just do whatever you want at the end of the day. I was like, I don't know.
Tell your story in hands.
Tell your story.
The montage of the band teaching them I thought was really fun. They seemed very game and way nicer than they needed to be.
The group seems like they were trying to make this more legit than it was. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, we're not going to be embarrassed on this television show.
No. The groups are Shy, Adam, and Keith versus Will, Raylia, Lennox, and Winnie. And then this is where Will's like, I love dancing and I hate Winnie.
All day hating.
I did think the fashion for the challenge was all super cute. I thought everybody looked really fun.
But why did they also have to do their own styling and makeup?
I especially thought that Lennox's outfit was super cute. The blue and white polka dot outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is lovely. I don't want to skip past Raylia's ongoing episode-long eulogy of her audition tape, because is there anything worse than backstory than an audition tape? One that spins to reveal a blur filter.
The audition tape, which tells us, like, oh, were you supposed to go home last week? I guess throw the audition tape on.
Also, a contestant having one-on-one fun with Miss J is never a happy occasion for them.
No.
So B2B is going to be judging.
They're going to be analyzing. They're going to be writing notes.
Taking in the crowd response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understand why there had to be teams also.
No idea. Especially because I'm going to point out a lot of K-pop bands have this many people in them.
They sure do.
Yeah, I think K-pop groups are famously larger groups.
There's some with like 13 people. Like seven is totally normal.
This was definitely just for the space that they had created. Because I will say, there were a lot of people. A lot of audience.
Well, according to like articles I found about this episode, Korea was jacked on this. There's every mention of America's Next Top Model coming here. So
nice.
It was the show.
When Yusei goes, best photo wins the challenge. I was like, what? You can't even make up a fake prize like you do every other episode.
I would love if it was something off the wall, like, and you'll be in their next video, and the band's like, no, that's not what we're doing.
Skull watch.
Yay. Shy. Yeah.
That sweater's gonna get a workout.
Yeah.
I don't think we're seeing currently enough footage of, quote, rude and arrogant Winnie to justify the level of footage we're getting of people saying that she is rude and arrogant. This is all becoming tell, not show.
Yeah.
Well, and once again from Lennox, though, she's always trying to push people's buttons. Where? Please show it to me if it happens.
Seems like she's ignoring people.
And I'm sorry, the show would show us the footage because she's also not going to be on the show much longer.
No.
They're not trying to save us from Winnie because she wins or something.
It's very strange to get a villain edit with no examples of villainy. Like, an all-talking-head villain edit is really strange.
I have a conspiracy theory about that. It has to do with who I assume wins the season and their relationship with Winnie.
Speaking of, that person that you think wins the season drops their last name. And I'm sorry, it'll always be weird to me when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, on a show that has taught me people don't have last names.
No, because you aren't even allowed an initial. You aren't even allowed a last initial on this show.
Unless you're Chris. Only Chris's get last only Chris's. Initials.
Only Poochers.
Only Chris's Poochers.
Well, Chris's don't have to change their names, unlike Britney's.
So the...
Honey, should we name our child Chris or Brittany? Well, if we name it Chris, we're never going to have to change their name.
So the top three is Winnie, Keith, and Raylia. And for what it's worth, I think only one of those people was actually very good at the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but
Winnie,
the dancing didn't matter, apparently. Yeah,
but Winnie's eyes were dead the whole way through. And Keith was bad until he, like, danced by himself. But then he just did the moves he always does.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, if I were Keith, and this is the time. This is the time to pull that out.
Sure.
I thought that Lennox wasn't that bad at the individual. I thought she did cute little things.
Mm. The photos looked pretty good. If you're going off the photo, yeah.
Will's trick of spin.
Not for a photo,
baby. Bad choice for a photo.
Miss J makes this little joke about K-pop versus K-fizzle. That's fine. But Yusai laughs like it's the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life. It's like the first genuine laugh I've heard from Yusai.
Because Yusai doesn't hear jokes.
Yeah. This is like when you meet a hot person, TM, and you're funny around them, and they laugh so... I'm sure both of you experienced this.
Yes.
They laugh so hard because their circle doesn't typically have funny folks.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't know how to handle it.
I've made people nearly pass out because they are so hot, and I am not... And so when I say something funny, they're like, but no one's ever said a joke before. How do I handle
this? But also, like, on your scale of funniness, that's like a 4 on the funny scale, right? Like, it's not like you're trying that
hard. Oh my gosh, thank you, Hannah Jane.
But it's not like your best bits. You're not wasting your best bits on hots. Like,
no, I'm not wasting my best bits on a Parker. Excuse me.
Thankfully, Raylia wins. Nothing, really.
I also want to call out before we leave this challenge. Miss J has brought an emotional support clutch purse to this challenge that is twice the size of their head.
Yep.
And when poor Adam is literally stumbling around in a daze, Miss J clutches that clutch in disgust.
Well, I think Miss J thinks Adam's going to vomit.
Yeah. And you don't want someone vomiting right in your purse. People sometimes think that's a good place to vomit.
And it's so big.
Yeah.
We head to W's Seoul Walker Hill Hotel.
Y'all, this is it. This place, this hotel, this is gorgeous. I am so happy. This is me. This is where I want to live. I want this so badly. I was so happy. I was so happy. If I could just go in there and take down all those top model photos,
sure,
I would live here.
And get rid of all those extra beds that they've crammed in.
Loved seeing them immediately put on these red robes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was immediately enrobed. It was very cute.
Digital art says, come back, girl. Insane and perfect.
Digital art is focusing on other things this cycle. They're doing graphics in the recap episode.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to do the words before they see the photo. And so they're like, I don't know, she's the comeback girl.
But why was it separated?
Come back, then. Girl.
Come back, girl.
Girl?
Come back.
The Thai retreat, because there's no Thai retreat, is pick bed first.
You get big bed.
This is me.
Big bed.
Obviously.
This is me. Being stupid, but somehow I just realized that Tyra Sweet and Tyra Treat rhyme.
Yeah,
it makes me think about all the other rhyming things that we could have gotten and be so relieved
Tyra
that
Greet?
We didn't. Tyra Wheat?
Whole wheat.
You can have that, Lex.
I can't have it.
It's peanut butter on a waffle.
Yep. On a wheat waffle. On a wheat waffle.
On a wheat waffle.
Don't forget about that part, listeners.
The Tyra fleet. That's how they travel there.
Oh,
my God. And the Tyra seat. We don't talk about it.
Or Tyra's best cut of filet, Tyra meat. It's her steak line. Tell me she wouldn't.
And it's a challenge. They once do Tyra skeet. And that's when they do skeet shooting.
Oh, got it. Remember it.
What? Does that have another meaning?
No.
Okay.
Can you imagine if for the makeup they had turned it into the Tyra beat?
Oh, I would have loved that, actually.
Actually, that... Okay, now I like it. Yeah.
Adam knows numbers and says, not enough. And
this is reasonable. This is so reasonable.
So reasonable.
And this is Raylia's worst look. This is when Raylia is like, I don't understand that. And he's like, we just rotate all the beds so that everyone gets to sleep on the couch. He's clearly not including Winnie.
No.
Who gets the choice of the bed. He's just like the rest of us.
Raylia.
No, Winnie got the choice of the bed. Oh,
yeah. Fuck.
No, Winnie got the choice of the bed.
Yeah.
Raylia won.
No, but Winnie got the choice from last week from Tahoto. Oh,
God, that's right. Sorry.
No, it's so confusing.
No, let's keep this all in because this is actually how the episode plays out in my mind. Yes. Because I was like, without a Tyra sweet, it's confusing because the treat is just whatever they have available.
It's also really disorienting to come from the challenge into digital art and not the challenge scores.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
everything is everywhere.
Yeah, all at once. That's what the movie's about.
But also Adam's like, someone's gonna go home. We won't have to use the couch.
Also, though, at the end of the day, Adam sleeping in basically a room by himself with three perfectly reasonable couches. If it wasn't for the bright light of the Tyra thing, I would be perfectly fine with this.
Those couches looked bigger than the beds.
Those are twin beds. Mm-hmm. The challenge scores, really a 10. Keith and Winnie, 9. Will and Shy, 8. And Adam and Lennox, 7. Partners at the bottom, always. Always and forever.
We're also now getting the end of the short-lived, performative, maybe non-existent Adam-Shy relationship, where Shy pitches that Adam can sleep in her bed, and then Raylia is like, you've already kissed, might as well save space. And then Adam just says, no, the beds are too small to do that, which is so reasonable.
So true.
And then Shy says, well, I guess you're not boyfriend material.
So many people I've kissed who I would never share a twin bed with.
I don't want to sleep in a twin bed by myself.
No.
No, most of the reason I kept having a twin bed for so much of my adult life is when people saw it, I was like, I guess you can't stay. Crazy. But I love that now Adam isn't, quote, boyfriend material. And I'm like, actually, this makes him great boyfriend material. And then he's like, yeah, I'll give you privacy.
Let's both sleep comfortably.
I think, again, conspiracy theory.
Do-do-do-do.
Shy and Adam planned this so that they could also have a breakup episode. Mm. And Shy was like, oh, well, I can't believe it. And Raylia doesn't know it. And she's like, yeah, it makes... And she's like, no, Raylia, don't.
Don't Adam.
Don't need to ally. Focus on Will. Oh, we got a breakup.
Do we think production or the contestants tape a beer to Adam's hand in the picture?
I think Adam did that.
This is so funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
So, especially since it's the wet shoot, so it looks like it's just beer pouring on him. It's genuinely funny.
Because of that, the only photo we will ever see again in the suite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great because for some reason they picked Keith's Ice King photo.
Ooh, why?
I don't know.
I am suspicious. The next morning mm-hmm. of these broken glass sound effects with Will sweeping.
They tried to put one in the night of, too, and I rewound and watched it again, and clearly he does not drop a glass.
No.
There is nothing that breaks.
Will sweeping the bathroom because it's probably gross.
Yeah.
Adam's having a morning beer. Will says, waters may be the way to go. And Adam's response is the most Ron Swanson-ass quote of, water's not good for hangovers.
It's funny that you bring up Ron Swanson, because this is the part of the episode where Will starts auditioning for The Office reboot.
the catch of the camera. Okay.
Well, also, I didn't realize until this moment, because we're starting to get some weird trio conversations of Adam, Keith, and Will, I thought, oh, what a weird top three of the guy contestants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. None of them are really friends with one another, but they're kind of forced to interact in that, like, the guys are sometimes just separated from the girls,
right,
despite Will's protest. And I think Will does really like Adam.
Yeah.
But he's like, yes. But Adam's this nebulous drunk creature that is just existing in my periphery at all times.
Then we get the narrative from Adam that thankfully he doesn't hold on to for very long, that he's drinking because he's superstitious. And since he's been drinking every night, he can't stop now because it's probably why he's still here.
It's just, hey, he's trying on every reason to keep drinking.
And then he says something that I thought was going to be JW's quote, because he says,
it was
if the equation works, do it.
do it. I love that he's like, I am fascinated with the Adam character of math nerd drunk.
Yes.
There's something very fascinating about that. Not a character we get.
We head to Seoul City Hall, which the former City Hall now houses the Seoul Metropolitan Library in front of the current City Hall with more than 200,000 books.
And Raelia is super familiar with the brand in a way that for once doesn't seem fake from a contestant.
Nope.
This also furthers her possible like of K-pop and Korean culture.
Yeah.
Eric got to come to Korea. Shocking nobody.
Wonder why.
But we also are ready to meet the global artistic director for MCM, minor Bond villain.
Minor?
My new obsession, Michael Michalski.
Michael's son.
What a dream for podcasting.
Two things. Let's talk about MCM first.
Soul?
Yes. But let's first talk about MCM. MCM was originally Michael Komer Munich. However, in 1995, for alleged tax evasion, they had to get rid of and dissolve that company into parts. Mm. It then was bought by a Swiss financier who is South Korean, and it's now Modern Creation Munchen. They're like, that Michael Komer, who's heard of them?
Truly the pod bean of people.
Really? Michael Michalski loves house tech. So you can find on the LG.com website, he likes posing next to smart fridges, smart laundries.
Come on now.
There are four separate photos of this laundry in his studio.
Glorious.
He made me so sad that we don't have guest judges on the panel anymore.
I know.
His big thing was he actually worked for Adidas as the global creative director, where he did a lot of initiated a lot of collaborations with Yohji Yamamoto, Stella McCartney, Missy Elliott, and he was responsible for bringing back the retro look of the Adidas shoe, which that is my jam. Mm-hmm.
I think I read one thing that said that he was like champion to someone who brought Adidas back.
Yeah.
Like really made them a powerhouse brand again.
And that seems to be why MCM hired him also. Yeah. That seems to be his talent, his bringing back these brands. And I gotta say, it's so nice to see someone who is both a delightful character and a big deal.
Hello, guys and girls. Welcome to Seoul. You know Seoul has
Seoul. Welcome to Seoul.
You know Seoul has become one of the most trend-setting cities regarding IT, tech, design. Okay.
And everyone's like, uh-huh. And Raelia's like, yes, give me the backpack, please.
Captions crunch because Michael said MCM is a German luxury brand farmed in 1976. Farmed.
And to say it's all over the world.
Yeah, you said farmed, sir. Captions cannot save you. It is not founded. You said farmed.
And at best, captions, formed.
Formed.
You can't read. I love it when captions tries to recontextualize a sentence.
And once again, the prize of
best
photo will be in an unspecified international fashion magazine.
And I said, Elements.
I Googled and I could not find it anywhere.
I want to share with you both a silent film on MCM's website about their little wiener dog plushie thing.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
She's kissing it. No. She's considering it. Holding. Uh-huh. Holding so many different arm.
Ways to hold it, except there's really just the one.
But it's a model that goes to kiss it like she thinks it's a real dog and then goes, oh, no, you're a holding thing. There's no sound. And that's just one of the official pictures. Like, look at all the things you can do with dog.
There's something truly funny to me when a luxury brand creates household decor items that are hundreds of dollars but is just stuffed dog. There's something truly, I kind of love them.
How much do you think it is?
Oh, it's hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah, not thousands. $630.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something that I don't think most reasonable people would pay for, But also when I see one, I do instantly know it's recognizably expensive.
Yeah.
It's never been more relatable to me than when he was playing with them and posing them in a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's exactly what I would want to do.
Making what I call a luxury fort.
So they're told to go find their bag. And when Winnie stumbles upon the zebra bag, you hear her say, "Of course." Because we're going to get a storyline that I thought was earlier, but
and that
now.
I thought was one episode and not two.
But God, it must be so exhausting to walk up and be like, "Wow, look at all these cool bags. I wonder which one." Oh, yep, there it is. Because that's all I am.
It gave me the energy of Kayla finding that rainbow flag dress.
100%.
Tyra is late to set.
And also, it seems like she's exclusively here to see Eric this time.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was surprised that the models were here because her questions of...
Oh, this is today?
Oh. I thought Eric and I had a nice day of shopping ahead of us.
You going to bring it today? The competition's getting tough. Thanks, interview Tyra.
Well, she's also here to do a strong brow on a couple models, which, just going to say... That is my level of makeup capability. I give myself a stronger brow to go out with.
The fact that we have not changed this crumply paper.
Love it.
It is the same one from last cycle that they've just brought to. And they're like, oh, this strong brow, this cheeks.
Y'all, if we ever make our Pod Lead 'Em activity book, we have to have some coloring pages.
Oh my God.
Where it's that. Please. I've been still secretly putting together ideas for that. And I'm worried that I'm going to be just not busy enough one week and put it together. I'm not promising it to anyone, though.
It's odd to say that you're a young brand when you are 40 years old, but whatever.
Young, maybe luxury comparatively.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a makeup artist who says of someone's hair, "I want it jet flipping straight." Love it.
Yusai's dog was not allowed to come with him because he is now attached to one of the stuffed dogs.
You could see some withdrawals happening.
The clamps on these close. Nothing fits anyone. Why are we showing it though? This is Paulina Poroskova in a construction hat.
Water bottles in a skirt.
I also thought the men's clothes were markedly better than the women's clothes.
This generally felt like it's meant to be a masculine presenting shoot.
Well, because they put more thought into what the men are doing than what the women are doing.
Yeah.
And Tyra gives a lot more teach and coaching to the men. She just tells Raylia to get on the floor.
It really feels like she is just there to make sure that Adam and Keith get decent shots. The level of work she puts into the two of them is so far beyond anything she does for anyone else. And it is maddening when you see her get up there and teach Keith how to run in slow motion. And all she's yelling at Raylia is, "Get on all fours, but don't be sexy."
And I liked at first that we were seeing more Tyra tutelage on the shoots, but now it's becoming... a little cloying. It's gotten to that point where it's no longer special. And also, if I were these poor models and I had Tyra, Yusai, Eric Asla, the client, like, that's a lot of voices.
Well, also, I think the client starts getting pissed at Tyra.
I got that vibe too.
Because he seemed to be like, oh, I don't want this as my, I don't want this. This is not what was in the brief.
It's what makes me think this actually might have made its way to a magazine, because it does feel like he was very concerned with the actual shots being good.
And gross. Keith wants to be touched by Tyra.
Burp. I loved Eric going up. I actually am liking Eric's individual talks with people.
Me too.
I like him going up to Raylia and saying, "You have to look great, but the accessories have to look fantastic." What an actual good note for a shoot like this.
If Tyra told her to get on all fours on the ground, like, in what world would that ever be a good idea for this shoot?
In heels. And then Michael Mikowski's like, get rid of the heels.
I think he wanted to put her in sneakers before she got on the ground, which I think would have fixed the shoot.
Yep.
I also don't think, in addition to it generally being a bad idea for most shots, getting on all fours with a brand that has a lot of dog imagery feels gross.
Mm-hmm.
And Yusa yelling the word hookerish to finish the brand representative's sentence. It's just a cruel thing to do to Raelia.
Yeah.
Shy's setup seemed so hard to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think anyone who got Escalator had a more difficult time because there's truly two setups at the end of the day.
Right.
There's floor, like regular walkway, stairs. And the people on the stairs, I think, all had a harder time, especially because, as we'll find out, the move was jumping, a thing you can't do on the escalator because all the successful ones were jumping.
Yes.
And this is where we get the beginning of Panda, which Winnie immediately says you need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Actually, here's the thing. I don't think I listened to this so many times. I don't think that's her voice.
Really?
I think the really? You need to stop is someone else, and I think it's Michael Canyon.
Mm.
Oh.
Because to me, the voice didn't match hers, and she's on screen, and it just didn't feel like the volume would have been correct. Now, that could have been editing, that could be a lot of things. But I actually think this was someone else, and that's why it's instead of focusing on it, it's just something they couldn't cut out.
Interesting.
I could be wrong, obviously, but that's the vibe I got.
I do believe later we're going to see that Michael Canyon is the only person associated with the show, apparently, that sees how bad this is.
Yeah. Michael Canyon is a hero.
And it's a shame because this is one of those things that I think the other contestants, and it's more in the next episode, but because the contestants are frustrated and disliking Winnie, it feels like they're not seeing how bad this is and assuming Winnie is still being arrogant and difficult and whatever.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And it makes all the other contestants look pretty dumb because this is pretty blatant.
Yeah,
it makes them look stupid at best and bullies at worst.
Yeah, it's also we get this drop that we don't have any real confirmation of. That Winnie is changing hair and makeup at her shoots. However,
No footage.
But it also seems like Shy has been given this information from a stylist. Like, there seems to be some telephone issues going on.
A little gossip train.
Yeah.
I'm also curious to know if makeup artists legitimately need Winnie's input.
Yes. That's what I'm wondering, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't consider that, but absolutely. I do appreciate that the show, multiple times, allows a full couple of sentences from Winnie about why this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't think this is malicious intentionally, but it can still have that impact. I was called zebra, cow, growing up, and I don't want other people watching this to think that that is an appropriate thing to say to a friend of yours that has vitiligo or anything else going on with them.
She lays it out in the most reasonable thought through way, gives so much credit to Yusai that he does not deserve.
Yeah, it's actually a very kind explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would hope that someone, if I was doing something wrong, someone would come at me with this energy.
Yes, I agree. But at least she books with Michael Mikowski.
Yeah.
Loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what, I don't remember the exact wording, but he worded it pretty well too, that on his runways and in his stuff, he likes to use very individual models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that. I'm like, what a late season cycle delight of a character.
We needed it. We needed this little treat.
Yeah. This is our Tyra treat.
It truly is.
I love Michael person. So when we head to panel, which is at the Seoul Institute of the Arts.
Well, if I may, right before there, because please. I don't want to skip boy dinner.
Okay.
Where it's the three boys in a space we'll never see again. Mm. And they just all assume Lennox is in the bottom. But Adam's like, yeah, Lennox and me. Like, Adam. And Will's like, no. And Adam's like, guys, come on.
And you know what? Adam was right. Yep. It's the show that was wrong.
Cool thing about, before we have to talk about Tyra's outfit, the Seoul Institute of the Arts was started as the Korean Theater Research Institute. And through theater education, it was established to overcome the breakdown of national culture caused by the Japanese colonial period and the Korean War, and to nurture professional artists who will establish and revitalize national cinema. And if you know anything about Korea, the national cinema is like, and you know, cultural film production and stuff like that is like, that's very much their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being that institute with that rich history and having Tyra describe it as one of the top universities in the world for entertainment?
Imagine being this institute and then seeing this and seeing that they put neon boom, boom, boom signs in your space.
So how do we feel about this panel room?
I will say, I appreciate how different it is than the panel room. I love a big switch.
Sure.
I love neon. And I think it has a very distinct flavor to it. I think just the words are so stupid that it takes a little bit away.
I enjoyed that it was fun and distinct. This yes. does not look like any other panel room we've gotten overseas before.
No.
Which was nice. And it felt like a much more modern take on where they are, which was mm-hmm. also nice.
Yeah.
I think your problems are fixed if the signs are just all in Korean.
Correct.
Sure. Absolutely.
I think the neon set a difficult task for production because mm-hmm. the lighting this episode is roof on Tyra's face.
I also, it's a rare time I catch glimpses of cameras in reflections, which is especially the actual runway, which they call out. They're just like, isn't this a cool runway? And I'm like, it is. Mm-hmm. It's also fully showing you the crew of this show.
Making it that reflective was maybe not thought all the way through.
Yeah.
My favorite part may be the panel chairs.
Yes.
It's Kelly's favorite part.
Oh, this unlocks Kelly.
I think they look really fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love a comfy chair. Kelly looks so unnatural lounging.
She just got her spine readjusted at the chiropractor for the first time. She's like, is this what it feels like to not have tenseness constantly up your back?
The silent photo.
He just starts being like, they're all tens.
The silent video we just saw of the model with the luxury dog yeah. is Kelly with this pillow.
Mm-hmm.
How do I hold? Do I tuck it under my arm? Do I?
Well, it's also funny because Tyra and Miss J sit in it like you would normally sit in it. And then Kelly sits in it the gay way.
Like, Kelly thinks she's in a conversation pit.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I honestly, oh, yeah. I kind of love it. Like, I just kind of love it.
Tyra's peekaboo outfit was not for me.
I was not offended.
The turban needs to be bigger.
That's like fair. That the turban matched the heels. Yes. I thought that was a nice mm-hmm. detail. That chartreuse kind of color, it kind of yeah. matched the setting. I just wish the rest of it was a little bit more sleek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way the models are standing, they're set up to stand. Will is in the middle and is so much taller than everyone else.
Speaking of things that are difficult for production, framing shots in these guys versus girls cycle must be so much more complicated.
Because I took a picture of them. Raylia and Will are near the same height. Raylia is so tall.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Winnie and Adam are the same height. And they're standing next to each other. Like, everyone yeah. else is basically the same height. And then you've just got Will and Raylia towering above them.
And it used to be so much funnier with like Ben and Matthew, who are basically Will's height, so you would have these weird like group
hills and valleys
where it's like a mountaintop yeah. different peaks.
Lennox is up first.
I love this. Come on down to our neon lair. And then Lennox goes, thank you, it's very nice. You weirdo.
Her face just looks smoothed almost out of existence.
Yeah, she also looks so short, and it makes yeah. her look so old. It looks like mm-hmm. she's like reverse aging, because it's like she got plastic surgery at 20 and now she looks like a 60-year-old.
Yeah, to me, this is the movie The Orphan, but make it fashion.
Whoa. By the way, did you see, if we have not, the sequel to The Orphan?
Oh, you mean the prequel?
Yes, but it slaps. Yeah. It is the
oh, no, it's really good.
It's really good.
They did some very interesting camera work, too, to make the actor who is aged appear younger, which I appreciate.
And also, Julia Stiles is fantastic.
Ooh, underrated.
This is going to sound so silly out of context, but the bunny cuts her off at a weird place. Uh-huh.
I also don't like this coat pattern with the bunny.
Mm-mm.
I like that we're doing the waviness with her hair. I actually think her hair yes. took this styling yes. really well, and we haven't seen that. We've only seen sleek, sleek, sleek.
Jay, though, is done with Kelly Catrone.
I loved this so much. I loved it.
Also, then for Kelly to call Jay's 7 the meanest score of the season. Excuse me, Lennox herself got a 1.
Tyra!
I wish Lennox had been like, well, I have one counterexample.
yeah, this, it's not Lennox's best, but it's like clearly not the worst.
It's fine. It's, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Raylia is next.
And when she walks down to talk to the panel, everyone suddenly feels very comfortable commenting on her body.
They sure do.
In a way that I super hated.
Objectively, though, Miss J saying in a few years you can get a mammogram and a pedicure at the same
time. I think that was relieving tension. Yep, I think that
exactly.
was.
Ew.
That whole concept makes me furious, though. Like, there's anything you can do to stop the effects of time on your body. Like, there's this onus on women that there's something that you can do to stop your body parts from changing as you age. Like, fuck off.
I also think for a long time, and as someone who does not have them, I don't know this to be true or not, but I've read stuff that says it's not true, that the idea was if you were constantly wearing bras, that it would, like, keep your business in place or something. Uh-huh. And it just, like, because people were even saying wear them to bed.
Oh,
and I'm like, no,
they sure were saying that. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I mean, this photo is terrible. Yeah. This is, you know, remember that, was it it was college, where Alyssa was on the floor of the kitchen
like drinking
the Sprite. Yeah,
I also remembered it was Sprite. Oh, that was a great Sprite commercial.
Almost as good as lemons and limes.
I also dislike it because I think tiny purse, outfit, and sneakers would actually be a nice look.
Uh-huh. Yes. But also it makes this photo, the way it's shot, it makes everything look wild size. I don't know how big anything is.
It's unfortunate for Raylia that a lot of her photos over the cycle, when they're bad, have weird proportions to them.
I was going to say, I wish they had just let her take a normal bad photo if it was going to be a bad photo.
Right?
Yeah.
This seems like a way to get Raylia off the show by giving her this exaggeratedly bad picture, mm-hmm, when she could have just taken a regular bad one, right, if she wasn't doing well.
To Tyra's credit, she knows the accent that she's trying is bad.
I like the self-awareness. And then, again,
my favorite Tyra.
Again, it was your opening quote, but it's like, he was German, by the way. Who in the room was that for?
No idea. Then why have Raylia read a glowing review after this?
I don't know.
They've been doing this more this cycle, where there's a glowing review after the panel hates it, and it makes the panel look silly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's to up the tension of, like, maybe her social media score is going to be so bananas good that it will save her. But that's so rarely the case.
Yeah. Adam is next. This shot is completely unusable.
I will argue that this is worse than Raylia's.
I will second that. And also, mm-hmm, how fucking dare you, Kelly Catrone, say that in Raylia's shot you couldn't see the bag when it was at the front of the picture, but this is good.
It's blurry. The product is blurry.
And the dog is just attached to his leg.
Out of the light, he's covering it up. It's just not a shot that you would use.
No.
And here's the thing. If Raylia and Adam were in the bottom two and Adam had gone home, I'd have been like a sigh of fine for the show.
Yes, it would have been a relief because Adam has already made it further than he had any right to. So the fact that he got to go overseas,
mm-hmm,
they could have ended it here. And I think everybody would have been better off, including Adam.
And then for captions to crunch like no one's watching and crunch blue suede steel as STILL. delicious.
And then she gives him a 9.
They call this amazing and kick ass.
They loved it. They truly loved it.
They act like they truly loved it.
But even Miss J.
No, Miss J does not act like they love this photo.
The score was what? A 7?
7.
7.
Yeah. A 7, because they're not going to go lower than a 7, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's
but
all
that's
it is.
The meanest score you can give somebody.
Will is next. This is fully what they wanted, right? This is what the client wanted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Will won.
This photo rules. Yeah.
Jay fully screaming.
Also, Will looks different. His face looks different. His hair style differently. And this is pretty amazing. Like, you would want to buy the shoes, the white overcoat, and the bag.
And he's jumping just high enough that he looks superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The clothes are unfortunately fit, though.
Yeah.
I also do like, though, for all, and I say this because of the context of the show, talking about Will's body a lot, I love this tricep popping out right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just great. It's a great, great photo. Yeah.
And they see it as great, which is wonderful.
And you can picture it in the middle of a spread in a magazine.
You could picture this at an airport for the, yes, like, you know, by the assisted walkways or whatever as you're... Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that the video review that Will got mentioned specific magazines like GQ and Esquire, mm-hmm, which this is appropriate for.
Yeah. And Triple Tens? Triple Tens? Mm-hmm.
Which normally would have given him first call out.
Shy is next.
I don't know if this is unpopular opinion. I really like this one.
I also do.
Too.
I think she looks like she's running with her luxury brand stuff to catch a flight or something, and it works.
I also think there's an optical illusion going on where it looks like she's running, like the stairs. You don't know which direction the stairs are, if she's running up or down.
Oh, I just saw what you mean, Lex. That is kind of fascinating. It's a little Escher.
Mm-hmm.
But her position makes it look like the escalator is moving.
Yes.
It's kind of fascinating. And I think it shows off the bag, the gloves, mm-hmm, the jacket, and the shoes. I think in a world where it's probably difficult with the busy background, they could have fixed with Photoshop her hair sprigs a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But her face looks stunning, though.
Yeah, and also when we saw her, I said it, that it was hard. She had to like lean forward. Like she fully had to be like, all she's holding herself up on her arm.
Yes.
In a way that you can't tell. It is the optical illusion shot again, right? Where she had to like press again. She's just so fucking strong.
She's never going to get credit for what she can do. It's infuriating to watch. No,
and Kelly hates her.
And it's so funny because we've said that, but also Kelly has sometimes given her good scores. I feel like Kelly doesn't know how Kelly feels about Shy sometimes. It's like every other episode, Shy is Kelly's worst nemesis.
Yeah.
And then she like forgets. And then she remembers she hates her. It's weird.
Keith is next. This photo has very weird proportions, and I don't get why they like it.
His back arm looks so much different than his forward arm.
That wide open hand.
That also looks tiny.
Mm-hmm.
His legs. Ugh.
This is his best face.
It is. I'll give him the face. For sure.
Sure.
His face looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think the legs, if this were an ad for like the shoes, I think this is very successful.
But I think he looks very small.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just you have the Will shot, so you have the superior version of this.
It's because he's not jumping the correct way. It's not framed correctly for, he needs to be back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Not, why would you be jumping across the hallway?
Yeah. No, the way it's framed, it looks very Photoshop-y when he was actually doing it.
Yeah.
That dog is killing it, though.
Well, dog, obviously. But you can't see the bag.
No.
Well.
And it's not a, he gets 3 tens and Will's face when Keith gets that 3rd 10, and it is not a great look for Kelly.
Oh my God.
Of the way that Miss J was saying tens across the board. She goes, tens across the board, tens across the board. I'm like, uh-oh, Kelly, no.
Don't step in waters you aren't ready for.
Thought you wanted to be known as an ally, babe.
But Winnie's next.
It feels like the panel dresses her down for what seems like half the episode.
Uh-huh.
It just kept going and going and going.
Kelly talking about her to Jay like she's not in the room will always just send me. She's standing right there.
Yeah. I think Jay is trying to help.
Yes.
I think Jay is offering advice. But I was so uncomfortable. I barely took any notes with how uncomfortable I was.
Yeah, me either. It was just kind of painful to watch.
There are sections of both this episode and the next one where I had to remind myself that I couldn't fast forward through things.
Uh-huh.
Because I just wanted to get out of the moment so badly.
Yeah. It's funny that we think that because we're a Top Model podcast. Cringe is our bread and or peanut butter wheat waffle.
Ew, gross, never.
So for us to feel that way means there's something truly disheartening happening on screen.
Yeah. The photo. She's not modeling very well for me. I think it's kind of cool that it looks like she's almost falling backwards.
I feel the same way. I actually think there's something interesting about her face that's like, well, now I'm falling. Whoa.
I think she's almost modeling better in the reflection.
Oh.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like she's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did agree with Miss J. It's a per shot.
Yeah.
That it makes the bag look very heavy.
It really looks like there's a cannonball in the bag. someone chucked the bag, like ball checked the bag at her, and she just went boom.
Just me casually smuggling a monkey in a basketball through the airport.
They also bring up the whole changing her hair and makeup thing, which she just categorically denies. Right. And of course, we get every reaction shot of everyone being like,
there is also something to every time someone in a position of power on the show says something to the effect of Winnie Harlow is not going to have a career in this industry.
I know.
Whoopsie-days.
Do you want to talk about the eliminated contestants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben's let bag me say is this. Sober. Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
Matthews is pretty amazing. It feels like Matthews is in a series with Wills, which yes. is so funny to me, because he's got a jumping shot that also looks like he's not jumping in a cool way.
Also, his face looks stunning.
It's kind it's of his best one.
I would buy that bag from this ad.
This whole outfit is a serve.
Would you buy Ben's?
This photo is wild.
The outfit is so weird. The bag and shoes.
He's also showing off the bottom of the bag and just like, here's the wheels.
The face that says, oh, I'm killing this.
Why is Denzel's bag three times his size?
Why?
And is he going, look at his face.
Well, and then this bag looks weirdly empty.
Yes.
Like, if it's that big, it should be harder for him to hold it up.
They also gave him a fuller beard. They didn't have the correct beard in Korea, no, I guess.
They did not.
And then Ivy got the fun props. Fun props. She's also props.
Hatching, because she's hatching her bag. That's why she's got a bird.
But she also has this multicolored parrot and multicolored shoes that feel like they're not a part of the same brand.
I think this is actually a very good photo for Kari. I like this photo.
Really? I think Kari looks like the worst Taurus.
I mean, the hair is still terrible, but I think she looks really like natural and chilled.
I think the styling is hideous.
That's fair. I won't disagree with you on that.
She does look natural and chilled, but I read that in this photo as I wasn't modeling much.
Y'all, Mariana's arms next to this donkey?
This furry clutch.
But she's going like, like her arms are on marionette. Joints. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this donkey is staring into the void. Like, what happened in my life?
These cold,
brought me to this place.
Black button eyes just...
I had dreams once.
Did you see how her arms bend? I can't unsee it. Call out order. Keith gets a first call out with a 7-4.
By far his highest score ever.
Loudly claps for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then does his shimmy.
Which Tyra is haunted by?
Well, the funniest part of his interview, and we didn't mention it at the time, was that when he tells them he did that for the challenge, Tyra goes, oh, that again? This has become the suits of dance moves for Keith.
Will gets second with a 7-8. Lennox with a 7-7.
Shocked that she got the second highest social media.
Agreed. Yeah. Shy with a 6-9.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Great.
And then Adam.
Poor baby girl.
With a 5-2.
Not a 5.2.
Because the fans know.
Yeah.
And then Tyra, I think, lies and goes...
She definitely pulls him in like she's about to kiss him. It was a weird moment.
Especially because she does not ask for consent.
No.
She just dives right in there.
And she can smell the alcohol on him.
And then he does say that before the panel, he had a few shots. And I'm like, Adam!
I will say that I read something on Reddit. This is backstory for this episode. And I'll say it now. That apparently... all of the contestants had been drinking that morning because it was Raylia's birthday.
Oh.
And production had provided them with mimosas for her birthday. So apparently they'd all been drinking that morning.
Imagine if Tyra pulled him in and been like, I smell orange juice.
I just think if Tyra is real in this moment, which I don't think she is, then you just eliminate him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually thought that's what was about to happen. I don't remember Adam's placement, so I thought she was going to be like, actually, Adam, this is unacceptable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard reports that this is not the first time.
Him being drunk at work gets pushed aside like it's nothing. when she's the one who brings it up to then treat it like it's not a big deal.
Uh-huh. It's just so weird.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be a big moment. I thought this was going to be like, actually, Winnie and Raylia, at least you're professional or whatever. I don't know how Tyra would word it, but and it's Winnie and Raylia in the bottom two. And I was like, oh no.
Raylia is told that she's only personality, even though the fans said she had a gorgeous face and body. Whatever.
And she's had successful photos. This is a ridiculous critique for her.
And Winnie is cold attitude, but sometimes a picture comes.
And then Tyra is so excited about trying to do a one-to-one comparison for the bottom two, which is how we get too much about control. Not enough control of her face.
Gotcha. Okay.
So Winnie stays with a 6'8 over Raylia's 6'4.
Which, I mean, I'm almost surprised that Raylia wasn't the smallest social media score because that picture was rough. So the fact that Adam still had a whole point lower.
I think the fans really scored these photos quite accurately. Lennox is a little too high and Shy's is a little too low. But other than that, I think the fans pretty much nailed the scores this week.
Yeah.
Then to Raylia, we ADR, you did so well.
And then what we don't ADR is Raylia telling Will in front of everyone that he better win.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is where I notice, I don't think they do it normal panel. They removed Tyra's chair for callouts.
Oh, it is always interesting in previous cycles. They always had that issue that one person would be kind of blocked by Tyra's position. So I wonder if they would move.
I love Raylia saying as she exits that she has a huge life ahead of her. Yeah. That's a really great way to put that.
And luckily, the Where Are They Now supports that.
Hooray!
Raylia Lewis. And fun fact about Raylia, she auditioned for the show 3 times and also apparently tried out for The Face.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't care if it was Tyra or Naomi Campbell. She didn't care. After the show, she signed with EMG Models New York, Click Models Philly, Wilhelmina Chicago, Yanni Models, Base Model Energy, Hefner Management. Basically, if there was a city, she had a modeling agency. She had and here it finally happened, y'all. Not only did she have a spread, but she had the cover of Elements.
Elements!
The best element model. She was also in Best Models.
She's Captain
Club.
Planet.
Yeah. Philadelphia Daily News, Beauty Times, Essence Magazine. And she did a lot more campaigns as a photo model for brands. So she had campaigns for Sensational Hair, Pick and Play Clothing, Cut Bras, Pepsi, Mizani, wow, Really Cellulite, and Dunkin' Donuts. And if you go to her Instagram, you will find the Pepsi and the Dunkin' ones are pinned. So like they're the first ones up there. In 2016, she released a self-help book called Trust Your Journey, Tools for Making Your Dreams. And it currently has a 4.5 rating on Amazon with reviews calling it inspiring and hard to put down. And she also has founded a jewelry line that's still around called Accessorized. Yay. And a resort wear line called Wave Swim. Both of them still actively in business. Cute stuff. She currently offers a course called Making Modeling a Business, which she also offers a free ebook as part of it. She had a podcast, fellow podcaster, 2020 to October 2022, called Everything is Everything, where she talked with guests about topics that range from body positivity to Black Lives Matter and the modeling world in a post-COVID climate. She recently had her debut acting role as Megan in Work Bay 2, currently streaming on Tubi. She's good in it. I found her scene. And the original Work Bay got a 7.5 rating on IMDb, which is pretty high for IMDb. And yeah, so she, if you look at her stuff now, she is still actively modeling. It's Raylia Lewis at Instagram.
Is her face more beautiful?
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
We call her a pre-photoshopped model, and it continues to be true. Yeah. And yeah, if you look at her, one thing I also like is the Dunkin' ad and the Pepsi ad. She shows a versatility in being able to model a lot of different natural hairstyles, which I think is great. And yeah, the Work Bay 2 thing's one of the most recent things she posted about, red carpet stuff for that. Yeah, and she still looks like herself.
Yeah, she does. I just can't get over how stunning she is. It's just wild.
Yeah,
truly the delight of this cycle for me. Really, it really was someone who I barely remembered and who was just delightful from start to finish. Beautiful person.
Ally.
Fun to be around. Yeah, her and Will's relationship was by far the best relationship on the show. There's a reason they were number one Tyra Sweet couple.
Yeah. And I think not only was she a fun personality, but like you just mentioned with her being an ally, she was also someone who, beyond that personality, it also got showcased on the show that she seemed like a person who had a really firm belief in what she thought was right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our personality driven people, unfortunately, don't also get that edit because the show's not interested in showing both.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, and took some good pictures. She was a good model too. Like, she's someone that I think we all agree she should have gone further in the cycle. Mm. But she seems like someone who normally the show would want to be like a top three placement.
Right?
Yeah.
It felt like Tyra was just really not invested in her at all.
She's not invested in any of the women.
Mm. Yeah.
Lennox every once in a while. She's either hating Lennox or invested in Lennox.
But if you're invested in us, you should rate, review, and subscribe. That's how you do it. That's how we end up on your Wrapped with a 4.9 on Spotify ratings. You can keep rating us. What?
It's so easy on Spotify. You don't even have to write letters.
You can send us something to our P.O. box. You can find that anywhere and also at podlineup.com, or you can send us an email at podlineup@gmail.com. You can find me specifically, personally, individually, anywhere at Yet Charming.
I am on Instagram and I have a new dog. At Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
Most important announcement. And I'm on TikTok at JW Crump, okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadaman. Hannah has a new dog. Anytime you talk about us.
Finally.
Hannah dog drop.
All day dogging.
Me and Smizen Dream getting new dogs.
So for Podleadam, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadam is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.